Chapter 7. Good morning. Bang! 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 My eyes fly open. What is that? Where am I? Bang! 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 I open my eyes. Jonah is smashing together two copper pots directly above me. I realize I'm lying in a very uncomfortable position on the bed, my head at a 90-degree angle. Bree is sleeping on the other end. Robin is sleeping on the floor beside me. Everything that's happened rushes back to me. What are you doing? I whisper to Jonah while waving frantically. Stop! I'm trying to wake up Robin, Jonah says. I just put Bree to sleep, I whisper back, but it's too late. Bree is groaning in bed, her eyes open. She's covering her ears with her hands. Has it been 100 years? Are we in the future? No, I say. I pry the pots out of my brother's hands. My brother ruined our plan. But I was asleep, Bree complains. I really was. I glare at Jonah. What were you thinking? He scowls. She's supposed to sleep for 100 years. Once we put her to sleep, I didn't think she was going to wake up. It was a curse. He has a point, I admit, staring at my sleeping friend. I don't think any amount of noise will wake up Robin. So what will? Jonah asks. That's when it hits me. A prince! A prince will wake her up! That's what the 12th fairy said, and that's what happens in the story. A prince kisses her, and that's when she wakes up. We need to find a prince. Great idea, Jonah says. Do you know any princes? Do I? No. But Bree must know a couple. I glance back at Bree. Don't you have prince and princess mixer dances or something? She shakes her head. I have friends who are dukes and duchesses. My parents think I'm going to marry one of the dukes, but I'm so not. Oh, and I have one friend who's a commoner, Tom. We've been friends since we were babies. He's really great, very smart, and sweet, and funny. But he's not a prince, I ask. No. I sigh. Then he can't help us. Bree rubs her forehead with the palm of her hand. Are we sure wearing a sleep mask won't help me? Or maybe throwing cold water on your friend will do the trick? Jonah licks his lips. Speaking of water, I'm thirsty. Do you have any soda? Jonah, can you please focus? I say. I turn to Bree. I'm sorry. Little brothers are so annoying. Plus, Jonah knows he's not allowed to have pop. Or soda, as Jonah now calls it since we moved to Smithville. I'm sticking to calling it pop, thank you very much. Little brothers are annoying, Bree says. Felix is such a thorn in my side. Who's Felix? Jonah asks. My little brother, Bree says. I wish I had a little brother, Jonah says wistfully. At least he wouldn't boss me around. I didn't know you had a little brother, I say to Bree. I thought your parents had a hard time having kids. They did. He was a surprise baby. He's much younger than me, only 3. Aw, I say, that's so cute. Did he have a magical gift party when he was born too? Jonah asks. Are you kidding me? Bree asks incredulously. No way. My parents wouldn't let any fairies near him after what happened with me. Just then a loud trumpet noise blares. I checked to see if it woke Robin up. It didn't. That trumpet blast means my parents and brother are back at court, Bree says. They'll be serving tea now if you're still thirsty, Jonah. He doesn't drink tea, I say, but he can have some milk. I look up at the skylight. The sky still looks gray, but the click, click, click noises have stopped. At least it's not raining anymore. For now, Bree says. April is a rainy month in our kingdom. We should move while it's dry. It's April here? It's only November in Smithville. I guess it's not only the time that's different here. The months are different, too. What's the name of this kingdom? I ask. Is it Ketchup? Jonah pipes up hopefully. Bree looks puzzled and shakes her head. No, it's the Kingdom of Rose.
Like the flower?
I ask. She nods. Roses are my favorite flower, I tell her.
I can draw them well. All you need to do is make small half circles going outward. They're one of my best doodles. Well, roses and judge gavels.
Oh, I wish this were a criminal court.
Do you guys have a lot of roses?
Jonah asks. Brianna nods. They're everywhere.
That's the sweet smell, I exclaim. I take a big sniff. It's delicious.
Bree shrugs.
I don't notice it anymore. I'm used to it.
Come on, let's go get Jonah something to drink at Rose Abbey. That's the name of the castle.
Rose Abbey?
The castle has my name. Kind of. Cool.
Before we go, can we move Robin back to the bed?
I ask. I don't want to just leave her on the floor. The three of us heave Robin back to the bed. She keeps on sleeping, of course. Then Bree, Jonah, and I walk back down the stairs. Walking down is easier than walking up, but the view is scarier. Since the tower is all open space, I can see how far the drop is to the bottom.
Where were your parents?
I ask Bree as we make our way down.
At a yard sale.
Why would a royal family want to shop at a yard sale? I ask, frowning. Don't people sell used stuff?
Yes, Bree says. My parents love used stuff. They're bargain hunters and they're shopaholics.
Really? I ask. That isn't exactly how I pictured a king and queen. Bree nods.
My mom and dad are obsessed. Look down. Do you see all the stuff? Pots, pans, plates, glasses, sheets, lamps. That's what all the piles down there are.
I'm too afraid to look down again, but I remember the piles from when we arrived.
That's where I found the pots,
Jonah says a few steps behind me.
My parents use all the towers for storage, Bree says. They're especially keen on kitchen stuff, bowls, plates, and glasses. They're also obsessed with farmers markets. They buy a ton of food. We have 3 pantries in the palace kitchen.
Good, Jonah says, because I'm starving. Can I get a snack, too?
Absolutely, Bree says.
Do you like cheese and crackers?
Jonah asks.
I bet you like Brie cheese. If there was a food called Jonah, I would eat it all the time.
If there was a food called Abby, I would want it to be something sweet, but not too sweet. It would have to have a little bite. Salted caramels, maybe? But I don't need a food named after me. I already have a castle.
How come you didn't go to the yard sale with your family?
I ask. Bree reaches the bottom and turns around to face us.
I wanted to try and find the spindle, Bree explains. I knew there had to be at least one somewhere. Anyway, I don't want someone else's old junk. What do I need that for? They'll have everything I need in the future.
Your parents didn't mind that you stayed home? I ask Bree, remembering from the fairy tale that Sleeping Beauty's parents were very protective.
Jonah and I finally reach the bottom.
There really is a lot of stuff here. Bree maneuvers her way through the piles.
I told them I wasn't feeling well and promised I would stay in bed. And that wouldn't have been a lie if my plan had worked out the way it was supposed to.
When we push open the door to outside, a cool breeze washes over me. Ah, it's nice out here. We step onto a path that cuts through a rose garden.
There are roses everywhere. Red roses, pink roses, white roses, apricot roses, purple roses, orange roses. There are even yellowy green ones. The Kingdom of Mustard would love those.
The garden is divided into square patches, each about 5 feet by 5 feet, and each square has a different color rose. I really wish I had shoes on. I do not want to step on a thorn.
Too sweet, too sweet,
Jonah whines, blocking his nose.
It's making me sick.
Jonah,
I shoot him a warning look.
You're being rude.
I don't even smell them, Bree says.
I don't know how she doesn't smell them. The scent is pretty strong. I've never seen so many roses.
We've had them forever, Bree says. The entire economy of the kingdom revolves around roses. We make rose teas, rose medicines, rose petal jams. Her voice trails off. But if you're scared of bees, be careful, because we have quite a few buzzing around.
Who's not scared of bees? I wonder out loud. Bree shrugs. I'm not. They're so small. She's so brave. I wish someone had given me courage when I was born. Probably more useful than the giant brown bear my great aunt sent me.
Court is shaped like a diamond, Bree explains. There's the West Tower, North Tower, East Tower, and South Tower. Around the towers is the Rose Garden, and then a gate for security. In the center is Rose Abbey. Follow me. We walk around to the other side of the tower, and that's when I see the palace. It's about 4 floors high and very square-looking. It's made of stone and has large windows all over it. It looks like the outside of a ski chalet. Definitely less castle-y than the others I've seen.
There's my family, Bree says, pointing to a black carriage outside the castle door. I guess I'll tell them I'm feeling better.
A tall man in a long red velvet robe steps out of the carriage. He's wearing a gold crown and holding a large silver wok in his arms.
Look what we got!
He announces to the 3 royal servants awaiting his arrival.
Good find, King Morris,
the servants say in unison. That's my dad, Bree says. A woman steps out of the carriage next. She's also wearing a red velvet robe and a gold crown. She's holding a glass bowl.
Good find, Queen Vicky, chirp the servants.
My mom, Bree says. And finally, a little boy wearing red pants and a black shirt jumps out of the carriage. He has a small gold crown on his head. He's holding a wooden spoon.
Good find, Prince Felix!
The royal servants exclaim.
Wait a sec, I say, stopping in my tracks. Felix is a prince?
Bree nods.
Of course he's a prince. He's my brother.
She slaps her palm against her forehead.
He's a prince.
He's a prince, I repeat.
I don't get it, Jonah says. We know he's a prince. So what?
I turn to my brother.
All we need to do is get him to wake up Robin, and at least one of our problems is solved.